a second, please.
This is a culture clash, plain and simple.
Now, how do you think you are talking to me like that?
I resent the fact that your implication that only you are a Canadian.
Here's Macklemore and Ryan Lewis in an uplifting song that says, whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one.
If I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay. It gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying.
By the power vested in me by the state of California, I now pronounce you unmarried.
All right, well, there you go. That harkens back to Sunday night's big show, the Grammys. And Queen Latifah was deputized by the L.A. County to legally conduct this mass wedding of 34 couples. And Macklemore, they're singing, and he's, of course, had his song Same Love embraced by the LGBT community. So there were a lot of implications for the gay community, as well as just in general, people being married on an award show like this. A lot of debate. I guess the awards people are happy for that. They say that's what they wanted to engender. But we've got one started right here and now with our panel on the Culture Clash this morning. Greta Vosper, minister at the West Hill United Church and founder of the Center for Progressive Christianity in the house. Good morning, Greta.
Good morning, John.
And good to have Faith Goldie back, reporter and conservative commentator with Sun TV News.
Good morning, Johnny.
Is there any kind of commentator? Anyway, that being said, hey, Faith, why don't we start with you? I mean, we've got a mass wedding on the Grammys a little later than my bedtime, but I heard about it. We just heard it now. Queen Latifah was deputized to officiate. It was all the imagery and I guess some iconography to do with, a house of worship. Is the award show something that maybe makes it all tawdry and frivolous, or do you think it was about an appropriate venue?
Well, it's as appropriate as any insofar as so much of art these days has become propaganda. But, I mean, in a sentence, it was just so gay. And it didn't do anything for the gay movement, nor do I think it changed a single conservative mind, which is to say, I mean, when it comes to homosexual marriage, so many people are arguing, well, we love each other in the same way, and we just want the same sort of sacred, interpret that as you might, union as the rest of you. No, this was nothing to do about sacred unions. It was a circus. And when it comes to Christian conservatives or anyone who believes in traditional marriage for a variety of issues, look, we might all come from the same God, but we're not all necessarily going back to him. So as far as I'm concerned, Macklemore, you will excuse me and the rest of lay, non-necessarily theologians that are believers when we say our God is slightly more complex. This is the same guy that, yes, he might have described himself as love in John's famous epistle, but he is also the guy that destroyed all of the human race, save one family, and sacrificed his own son. So spare me the sermon, Macklemore.
Wow. All right. Where do we pick up on that, Greta? You're looking at me like you've just...
Well, there's just like so many things I could go at here.
Broadsided
the first
here.
Of which is I still find it confusing that anyone could actually revere a God that would destroy all of humankind and sacrifice his own son only to teach us lessons or bring us closer to him because he really loves us. So that I just have a real difficult time with that. In terms of spectacle, yeah, it was a spectacle. I understand that. And yeah, I agree with Faith. It's not going to have brought any of the conservatives over to the pro-LGBT or same-sex marriage community. I don't think that was the purpose of it. I think that the purpose of those kinds of expressions are to fortify and edify the work of those who are in that field, that are in that venue.
All right, so was it an important statement? Was it an important statement, or was it grandstanding?
It was, of course it was grandstanding, but that doesn't mean it wasn't an important statement. And I do think that the people who choreographed that, who figured it up, had a very significant point to make. And that point, I think, was felt by everyone who was there. I mean, if you look at the YouTube videos and you watch the people who are moved by what happened there, there was a significant response to that. And I think that the music industry has a lot to do in terms of influencing attitudes and perspectives and challenging worldviews. And I think that they took that role very seriously that night.
All right. So was it an appropriate venue to your mind?
I think in order to be able to do that, yeah, it could be an appropriate venue. I mean, as I was saying earlier, I think that there's an intimacy in marriage services that perhaps was compromised. But I think for the people who
participated crowd of 18,000 at the Staples Center,
they were willing to make that compromise. So.
All right. And obviously, Faith, you're not impressed with the choice of venue and how they did it all up with the decor and all the rest.
Yeah, look, Macklemore and his affiliates were basically exploiting the gay issue. And when it comes to the homosexual lobby, which is very much a dictatorship in mass media, they're happy to be exploited by these people because, hey, it gets their issue into public consciousness.
I think that the way that it was set up, the background, the church look, the whole ecclesiastical thing, the choir in the back, I think all of that is to affirm what people have been denied. And so it put it as though it was a church setting, and in, you know, the cultural church setting, this is okay. You can be denied your own truths in any kind of a church you walk into in North America or anywhere in the world, that you run the risk of being denied who you are. But in this venue, they were saying, regardless of that, we're going to affirm and recognize you.
People might bend as reeds to laws or the public culture, whatever tides of the day, but God is immutable, and they have not changed his mind, which is made very clear to us, and that is one man, one woman, before God on his terms.
Okay, take that microphone away from Faith and from me for that fact, because we're not supposed to actually speak publicly. We're not supposed to actually be in any kind of a situation where we share our insights and teach, because that's one of those reeds that bent that allows us the ability to share our perspective freely now. I think, yeah, sure, reeds bend, and sure, we change, but we do that because we come to a richer, deeper, fuller moral understanding, and we use our moral understanding to critique and responsibly assess laws that have been handed down to us by religion. And when we find that they're wrong, we have to move beyond
them. So this mass marriage, which has engendered great debate, we've got one going here this morning with Faith Goldie from Sun TV and Greta Vosper from the West Hill United Church. Well, let's invite some people in as well. There's a lot of questions on the table, not the least of which is, was this the appropriate venue? Was it appropriate, if you see the sanctity of marriage in a certain light, for this to be parlayed via mass media in a place that was set up, the Staples Center, to represent what? Ecclesiastical trappings. You had Macklemore and Queen Latifah officiating. Some people are now saying it's anti-Christian propaganda. Does it perhaps reflect what Faith is saying is the agenda of, how did you phrase it, the dictatorship?
The homosexual lobby that acts as a dictatorship.
All right. Well, let's see if folks agree or disagree with that assessment, or you just thought, hey, well, you know, it's a great leap forward through mass media and with an audience of millions and 18,000 in the stadium. This represented a great day for LGBT community as well as everybody who supports them. 870-6400. Let's find out what you say on the Grammys from two nights back or three nights back. 870-6400, *640 on cell. William in Scarborough, we start with you. Go ahead.
Good morning to you all, and God bless. I am a pastor, and I did find that, nicely? Well, I can't. I found it disgusting that they converted the Staples Center into a church so they could totally demonize the sanctity of marriage, of what God in his word says about what marriage is and what marriage should be. And, you know, I was surprised, though, that they did it? Not really, because you had Katy Perry on a witch's broom doing a pole dance with hellfire coming from the stage. So be that as it may, I wasn't really surprised that the Grammys pulled a stunt like that. But as a pastor and a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I was offended on what they did.
So are you saying that our contemporary culture is being subsumed by satanic forces?
Well, it was quite evident during the Grammys, quite evident. And anybody who doesn't think so, just rewatch it for yourself.
Right. I think that that's giving way too much power to those things that you might refer to as satanic forces, John. I think that secular forces are forces that free the human mind from ideologies that have trapped it over the centuries. And as we continue to explore our world, come to understand ourselves, come to understand human community and how it is built and how it is strengthened, I think that more and more we'll free ourselves from those ideologies. If you want to call that satanic, that's unfortunate. I think it's secularization.
Well,
I think
right.
It's important.
But, you know, some people see that as perhaps synonymous. I'm just asking these questions. Do you whether it's a triumph of secular humanism or it's a satanic or whatever?
But satanic suggests some supernatural, otherworldly
force.
Well, no, force.
He said
that's
it was
ridiculous.
Well, no, he had Katy Perry on a broom doing thing.
Well, I mean, that was extreme.
Was, you know, well,
it was a satanic ritual, and Satan loved secularism.
Okay, satanic ritual geared to bring Satan this supernatural force and being into that space to honor what was going on there.
It's in Hollywood.
I don't think that's what was happening. It was a
festering cesspool of Satanism, isn't it? I mean, that's really the
common. We don't really have to play the record backwards to see the proof in the pudding here.
I know, but I don't see any being cloven-hoofed or wagging a tail flying around in there.
Well, you didn't see some of the dancers with Katy Perry's show because I saw it. Anyway, let's come back with the mass marriage and whether or not the whole episode does reflect positively or negatively, I guess, in a nutshell, and your thoughts.